This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Reduce anxiety is to spend some time with us every day. We'll take all of your anxiety and turn it into more anxiety. How's that for a promise? I'm Doug Steffen, making promises on the air that I can keep with Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay has the Ugga-Bugga, so she's out today. She's got to be careful because of her son. He's young. You don't want to have children exposed to things, so she's laying low, and that's a good thing. Meanwhile, we are here to confront the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people. This is the outrage of the day. The outrage of the week is not the outrage of the year. Just the fact that we put up with the Chinese government is the outrage of our lifetimes, it seems to me. Never mind COVID, but now the Olympics and the requirement from the Beijing government, the communists, to have you install the whatever it is. Why don't you explain that again? I'm seething at this,
I know,
Victoria.
This is
Jennifer,
very
if you haven't heard this, listen to this. Go ahead.
So there's a smartphone app that every single person who is attending the Olympics, whether you're an athlete or a coach or a journalist or even family members, everyone has to download the My 2022 app, and the Citizen Lab, which
I'm sure it's just for convenience.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So the Citizen Lab, which is an internet watchdog group, they did a report on this, and they found, like, there are so many security flaws. There's no proper encryption with it. All of the data that's communicated through the app is very easy. It will be easily hacked. And essentially, multiple nations are now telling their athletes, and they should probably also include their journalists and their coaches in this, they're saying, don't use your real phone. Buy a burner, because everyone has to download this app and take that instead. And they said, I mean, the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee issued the advisory saying, assume that every device and every communication, transaction, and online activity will be monitored. I don't understand.
But I'm a racist because I say call attention to these things. I'm a bad guy.
I mean, this is a corrupt government. This, to me, is
corrupt.
This transcends. But this transcends race. This is just, I mean, this is insane to me that the Olympic Committee has even allowed these games to be held in Beijing.
Mm-hmm. It makes you wonder. Their interests, the Olympic Committee, the UN, the World Health Organization. What are these people doing? Why? Do they have the naked pictures? Are they all on the take? Like, what's
took,
the status here?
I took pictures of them with chickens. I took Jack Stockwell to task yesterday. We were talking about the World Health Organization, and was it Jack? Was it somebody else? Someone, anyway, who is an authority but should know better, was using the World Health Organization, quoting the World Health Organization to saying something, and I said, why in the world would you listen to, pay any attention, or quote anything that came from the World Health Organization, because they're up to their mickey in corruption with the Chinese government. So here's just one more example. How many times do we have to lay these things out before people kind of get it? And yet many people listening to the program will go to the dollar store or Walmart or wherever and buy all kinds of
and
stuff.
You know,
that
I'm less mad at those people than I am mad at the people
at
in the NBA and big corporations that are still not taking any steps to make it better for us.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I'm still really fired up by the guy who has partial ownership in the Golden State Warriors. I think we talked about it on yesterday's program. But he came out and basically said, you know, it's kind of below my bar. I don't care about the genocide. I don't care that they're killing
Muslims.
Right,
that was what we were talking about last. Yeah, earlier.
And, you know, it got to me. It really gets to me because
how can someone not care about
genocide?
Yeah,
exactly. I don't even care
people
about
don't
politics.
Care about anything but themselves. That's
and
the
this
way
is a guy that was super involved, and this is again just he was involved with the Black Lives Matter movement, which tells me he cares about something. I'm not hitting him for being a part of that movement, but he cares about something. So how can you care about not care that people are being killed in China. And so I started thinking about it on my way to work, because I do a morning show after this program because I am a masochist. And
no, you are a very good radio host. That's why you do the other program.
And I was thinking about the NBA, and I'm, you know, from Los Angeles. I can remember not so long ago where the owner of the Clippers had to sell his team. Remember the NBA forced his the sale of the Clippers because he had, I don't even remember what he said, but I think he said like the N-word. He was really not good stuff.
But didn't he have that?
But the NBA came in and forced
too?
The sale. Wasn't she was a nut walking around with a shield over her face. Although now she looks like a girl at the grocery store because we all are wearing weird shields and stuff. But maybe she was just ahead of the time. But still, like, what? And the NBA is not going to come out and speak against this guy. The Golden State Warriors, look, you can't make them sell the team. He's only a 10% owner. But you could tell the Golden State Warriors to knock this guy off of their ownership team. Come on.
We can fire two guys who are radio hosts up in Houghton, Maine, for referring to the a couple of ladies that were on the basketball team, the high school basketball team, is overweight. That's more important than chasing down the Chinese government. I'm not saying that that's a cool thing to say, but to fire them? Everybody's so sensitive about everything except anything that comes to the Chinese government. From the government, nobody's sensitive about it. What do we, what?
Well, it's a clear double standard from the NBA when they acted in one way with one person and in another way with another person when they, we know that they bow constantly, pardon the pun, to the Chinese government. That's
what
they do. They make a ton of money.
They make
so they overlook stuff. And all their players do that as well because they're making
more merchandise for the NBA is purchased in China than anywhere else collectively.
Yeah,
but it doesn't even matter. It's just all of the jerseys and all of the memorabilia. The Chinese market is their number one market for that.
American culture in China.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's what it is. Okay, so here's another hot spot. The Ukrainians and the Russians. And what is really going on? I thought that the Russians were threatening to invade the Ukraine. However,
Ukraine, yeah.
What'd I say?
The Canada.
The Ukraine.
The United States. Thank you. Anyway, the Brazil. The buildup of 100,000 Russian troops on the Ukrainian border. Last week or so, the United States and some other countries have been, European countries, have been engaged in trying to negotiate with that little putz Putin. I like that. Do you like that? Little putz Putin. I like, that's my new name for him, the little putz Putin. You should have a song. Phil, see if we can find a song we can put Little Putz Putin to music.
Yeah, good luck, Phil. No pressure.
Phil, just on the fly, produce a parody song for us.
That's it. Yes, thank you. So apparently the Ukrainians are not worried at all, which kind of, there was a survey.
Well, the president doesn't seem certain. It doesn't seem happy. President Zelensky's a little ticked that Russia wants to take over Crimea, but they're used to it. I don't think they're not worried about
it. Well, I thought they already controlled Crimea. That's the resort where all the Russian bigwigs like to go and sand. You know, he likes to go around with his shirt off.
Ride a horse without a shirt on.
Ride a horse. Yeah, right. Yeah, chase the little girls around. That's his deal.
I don't think he's chasing little girls.
Well, maybe he's chasing little boys. Whatever he's chasing, it's whatever it is. It's the Crimea is kind of like going to the Cape or down to Florida. So they wanted to have it for all of their big ex-KGB.
Yeah, the big party. Well, I mean, Vladimir Putin has said he does not feel like his Russia is complete without this area of the world, right? And so he wants to take it over again. And, it became a big story because the troops are escalating. Russia started to pull out assets in certain areas. So yesterday it was that the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, went to meet in Ukraine this week. He's here. He's there the whole week, basically. And so they were asking Jen Psaki about this, and she said, we're prepared for them to invade at any moment, at any time. Basically, it's a done deal. And so it was kind of laughable when the argument about the filibuster was happening last week in the Senate and whether or not to blow it up. There was a piece of legislation that was put forth by Ted Cruz that would just sanction Russia. It sanctioned that Nord Stream 2 pipeline that was sanctioned before that's no longer sanctioned. And Democrats filibustered
you want to go through
while they were talking about how stupid the filibuster was. It's like, huh.
All right, so here's another one. The White House is warning Victoria, Jennifer, and everybody listening that a small percentage of people will not be able to order their rapid COVID-19 tests, Wasn't this a promise that was made? This is a,
I did mine.
Don't make promises.
I did mine. Right. Yeah. No. This is a postal service issue where.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. And so it's a small percentage of people who got rejected saying, hey, someone's already ordered from this address. So like I was anticipating because I live in an apartment complex and you know people move in and out and we haven't even lived in this unit for a year. So. Well, no one steals stuff from the mailbox. You have a key. But I was expecting, because so many people have lived at this address and have this address probably listed, I was expecting to run into this issue, but I didn't. So it's some multiple family homes and apartments are the ones that are kind of caught in this. But the
so what's the solution
service,
to the problem?
Well, the Postal Service says that they're aware of it and they're working on it. So it doesn't mean you won't be able to get a test. But other than that, it was very easy. It took me like 10 seconds. I was surprised at how easy and quick it was. The website didn't crash. I know a lot of people thought it might, but it didn't. So far, so good. Go on there and get your tests ordered.
Speaking of the Postal Service, yesterday I had to send a special delivery letter to a guy up in Malone, New York. So I'm at the counter, very nice fellow, goes through all of the things that I have to do. And he said, would you like to get there tomorrow or would you like to get there next week? And I said, well, I guess I'd better have it go tomorrow. What's the difference in the price? Well, if you send it for delivery tomorrow, it's $27. If you want to have it delivered next week, it's $24.75.
What?
And I looked at him, I said, huh?
And there's nothing in between? Like
no.
2-3 day option?
But only for $3 more, so
right.
Everybody's going to send it overnight, to be sure. But
right,
who
of course.
Thinks this stuff up? At the who does... This.
So I have a postage meter at my office, and you'd
yes.
be surprised when you're metering out, when you're doing metered mail, how weird it is. Like, depending on the dimensions of what you're sending and the timing, it gives you all the options. And it is funny that sometimes the one that takes a week is more expensive than the one that takes, like, 2 or 3 days. It's really strange.
When you have your meter at the office,
figure it out.
Are you hooked up to a network that is updating the pricing and stuff all the time?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It's always on.
I always wondered how that worked in an office.
Don't forget the various DJV downloads, including our DJV Health download. Jack and Jack Star. I always say Jack and Ken. I shouldn't assume that people know who I'm talking about. Jack Stockwell and his website, Forbidden Doctor, holding a lot of focus on what you need in the cold weather for vitamins and minerals. And we talk about the recent pig heart transplant on a recent edition of it. So if you want to check on medical info, you can do that on our podcast with Jack Stockwell and Ken Kronhaus at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
70% of the Fortune 100 choose Zoom. With phone, chat, workspaces, apps, events, and video in a single platform, Zoom powers all your communications. Large enterprises, small businesses, and individuals use the secure Zoom platform to enable new ways of working, learning, hosting events, and supporting their customers. And now you can save 15% on meetings, chat, and phone with the Zoom United Bundle. Visit zoom.com/bundle. Zoom, how the world connects.
Deep breaths.
Mai's virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on? 23 after the hour. What is going on? Conversation about people. An important part of our conversation daily here. The DJV social media, the Twitter, the Instagram account, facebook.com/DJV show. If you go there, you'll see a picture of me in a bathrobe. And the bathrobe is
you
a
You want
bathrobe.
People to come to our social media site, right?
if you'll see, I want to know what your father thinks of this. I have a bathrobe on. It's no secret that I do the program in my bathrobe. Why should I not do it? People have been after me for years to do a Facebook Live video of the program while we're doing it, but it's too complicated because everybody's everywhere and I don't want to get dressed, basically, as the bottom line when the rubber hits the road. So anyway, we have this posting of me in a bathrobe of the American flag, and the conundrum is whether I should keep it or not, because I like displaying the American flag, frankly. But the bathrobe was made in China. And so there's this question. And so Jay asked me yesterday whether I wanted to burn it. And I actually looked at it. I said, I don't think I can. I don't think whatever this is made out of would burn. So at any rate, so if you want to.
It sounds lovely, by the way.
Yeah. Answer the question.
I don't know if it would burn.
Well, it was given to me by a very dear friend. And so the thought was cool, except he didn't know that it was made in China. That's all right. If you would like to look at the picture and then answer the question, what should I do? You're welcome to do that on our social media. Meanwhile, some sad news for those of you who remember comedian Louis Anderson. Did a lot of television work, right? I guess he's lost a lot of weight because he's got some kind of blood cancer. That's nothing. There's nothing about that that's any good. Nothing about that. Hasn't he played a woman?
Yeah, Baskets.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's the show. I don't know if it's still on. I think it is. And then he was in the new Coming to America movie, which he was in originally, the original one back in the 80s.
Right.
Yeah, he's actually done, he's been around, he's been working steadily for a really long time, but now, you know, he's being treated for this blood cancer in a Vegas hospital, so.
How do you weigh 300 and, he says he's lost, what, he's down to 275.
I think he lost 40 pounds?
He's a pretty big guy.
Yeah, he is a big guy. Yeah. I don't know. I just feel badly. I know what this will do. It just it literally eats you up. And I don't know if there's a way around it or not, but it's a whole good thought for Louis Anderson at any rate. From Sex and the City, Steve Brady has a problem. He's in And Just Like That with the ladies. Apparently, this is there's a hearing life story, a hearing loss story. We were talking about this earlier. I thought I'd let you translate this for everybody and how it works, how this on the show is a kind of a warning, if you will, or a story about losing your hearing, just as we were talking about, you know, smell and taste being lost to people that have COVID. Hearing loss is nothing. I mean, it's like, what do you do about it?
What?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, David Eichenberg. The short of it, the long and the short of it is David Eichenberg is the actor who plays Steve Brady. He, in real life, has suffered from hearing loss and wears hearing aids. And so when they called him to do the show, the reboot, he said, well, you know, I got hearing aids now. So they said, all right, well, we'll write it into the show. You also probably know him,
That's
Doug,
cool.
from Chicago Fire.
He's in Chicago Fire.
2012,
Yep, I know that. Yep. All right.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The State Department is reporting the United States believes that Russia may use joint military exercises inside Belarus as a cover for an invasion of Ukraine from the north. New deployments to the Belarus-Ukraine border in the coming weeks, in addition to the 100,000 Russian troops already in place, could allow Russia to open up a new front less than 100 miles from the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
Let's be clear about how we got to this moment. In 2014, the Ukrainian people chose a democratic and European future for themselves. Russia responded by manufacturing a crisis and invading.
At least three people now are confirmed to have died in Tonga following the undersea volcanic eruption that sent tsunami waves toward the island nation and across the Pacific Ocean over the weekend. Officials reported major damage along the western coast of the main island that was covered in ash and dust, including the runway of the airport, hindering relief efforts. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, will push for a vote in the Senate on voting legislation and an attempt to do away with the 60-vote filibuster rule. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney, also from New York, told Newsmax on Tuesday this is bewildering to lawmakers on her side of the aisle.
Well, let's just look at the facts. The Democrats in New York State, a 3-1 Democrat state, by a statewide referendum, voted down same-day registration and automatic registration. So that tells you where the Democrats are. Which is bewildering why Chuck Schumer is going to particularly get up today and deliver a failure to the Democrats. The Democrats are talking about voter suppression. They need to enact those policies that you just showed, getting rid of voter ID, which, by the way, you know, I just had to show my vaccine, proof of my vaccine and a picture voter ID to get into a restaurant in D.C. last night. But I can't do that when I go to vote. For something as important, as sacred as it is, and listen to the Democrats. They acknowledge that it is the profound act of self-governance is to vote. So, you know, the Democrats are just doing all of this because their policies are failing. People realize it. And the only way they're going to take over is going to be changing the rules, our election rules, and put them in charge because their policies are failing and people are moving to the Republican Party or to support Republican candidates in a larger margin than we've seen in decades.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to our focus here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jay is out today. We have our routine every day. Does it make it easier if you have a habit, like getting up in the morning, you know you're going to go to the bathroom, brush your teeth, you're going to engage your brain at some point in time thinking, okay, this is what I got to do to get out of the house. Or are you getting out of the house? The COVID situation with all the case numbers and the experts that are warning of another variant perhaps. I know that in a couple of businesses that I'm associated with, the business of being back at like town hall in my community, people for the last year and a half have been working from home. And now there's a new administration. The administration says they want people to come back into town hall to work. There's a mask mandate. Wear the mask and do your work. Because they felt that there was a lot of not necessarily showing up and doing the work, even though you're getting paid. And I think that is the hardest thing to gauge, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like the responsible people, your husband, Victoria, is a good example of somebody who's working more than he did before. So, but then there are people who are remote, who work, and a lot of this stuff is here to stay, depending on the business. But there is the potential for abuse here. And I think a lot of business people are wondering, how do they get around it? How do they make it work for them? And even though, you know, there's a lot of concern about how different, just 2 years ago, how much different the workplace is today. And what do you expect? What do people who are just coming into the workplace who don't know any better, what are they going to do and how are they going to work versus the people that have been in the system for a long time and had this tsunami of change? So, you think about the various businesses. We know the radio business best. Jennifer, you and your father run a company in Los Angeles. You have about a dozen employees. How much of the technology can be hooked up to a computer at home? It's all computer, 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 computer. Everything
we
live our lives.
We were able to send people home at the beginning of the pandemic when everybody was pretty afraid. And so most people were able to do their job from home, but there are still things like that I still have to do in the office. I can't be completely from home. And quite frankly, I'm not as effective from home. I'm not one of those I need to be, and unfortunately, because I'd like to say that I'm one of those people, it was really nice to be home, but I'm just not as effective.
I don't think people are as effective working at home for the most part.
But you know what, though?
Your husband is an exception.
If you've worked, not really, though, because I have other friends who work in a corporate environment where, you know, everyone strolls in, and then you sit around, and then you go and you get coffee, and then people go for a smoke break, and then you're talking. Like, it just, that happens. And I've worked in a lot of different, larger corporations like that, where it's very much like, the kitchen water cooler kind of thing. And I think people are, I saw people spend hours a day not actually doing anything and doing like maybe a few hours of solid work. And then they, punch out at 5 o'clock. That happens a lot more.
Yeah.
I mean,
we
all work from home, so like we're not really seeing it that much.
Right.
But those people are the ones who are jonesing to get back to the office because that's like their social life. So,
let's turn this around a little bit. As to various conditions that exist. For example, we all know the South this past weekend got belted. The East Coast got belted. There was a lot of, from pretty much the Mason-Dixon line and the Mississippi River up and north and east, horrible weather, rain, snow, and then people say, well, I can't go to work. So if you can't go to work, you can't get to work because you're driving to an office, but you can work at home. Do you work at home or do you just take the day off and get paid for it? It's just one scenario of many. But think about it. By the way, the reason
I think is even more than that. Sorry to interrupt, but like snow days for kids, since we know that we can Zoom, it's funny to me that they're giving kids snow days when you could just put them in Zoom pool, right?
Right. Yeah. Hello. So there's a double-edged sword here. If you're going to play by the rules, then play by the rules all the time. Don't make it so that it's convenient. Well, I have a snow day. Oh, let's hook up the Zoom and let's have a class. And who's thinking about that in the superintendent's office or who's thinking about it in the boss's office? I'd be thinking about it if it was me. So I'm giving you, those of you who run businesses, some food for thought. Meanwhile, with regard to the weather, you've heard and seen, perhaps, I think we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, how warm it was in Alaska since the beginning of the year. Warmer up there than many places in the lower 48. And apparently that contributed because the jet stream, as it's working, got pretty inflamed, if you will, and grabbed a hold of a lot of the air that was in the Arctic that was warm and pulled it down. And so it clashed with the cold is from the south, interestingly enough, this year, and the warm is from the north. Is this La Nina? I always ask you that, Jennifer, because I never can remember which one is which, El Nino or La Nina. Which one?
Oh, and now you ask me so much, I forget. I think El Nino is the wet and La Nina is the dry, right?
Yeah, I think so. Or is it but you're having wet this year, so it must be...
Well, not really. So we had a wet December, and we had a little bit of rain, but it's been really kind of unseasonably warm the last few weeks in January. So, I don't know. It's kind of a weird year. El Nino is warm. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, speaking of weird, did you know... Do you care that corn, the corn we pop and the corn we eat are two different varieties?
Yeah.
Did you know that, ladies?
I did know that. Ooh, I like that. My popcorn's almost ready.
Pretty cool, huh? Making popcorn on the air. The corn today is National Corn, it's Popcorn Day. It's Popcorn Week. How many people? I had. Jack Stockwell, who was my host, spent the weekend at his house out in Salt Lake. He has a movie theater in his house. And he and his wife make the best popcorn. They have these huge bowls of popcorn. So we didn't have dinner on Saturday night. We had a huge bowl of popcorn. And it's so much better whether you make it at home. You know, the stuff you get in the movie theater is awful.
Terrible.
And they still charge
$6. Not even worth going to the theater anymore. I know you love to go to the theater.
I'm not
even enticed by the popcorn. I make better popcorn on my own stove or in the microwave.
I get a Twizzler, a box of Twizzlers. That takes care of me. Chew on that. Anyway.
I get a Twizzler.
The corn that you find on your dinner table is likely unable to pop. I didn't know whether you knew this. We grow on the farm what they call... cow corn. It's Brazilian corn, or the other way around. It's very thick, very heavy, very milky, and you can pop it. Whereas normal hybrid, it is the sweet corn, you can't do that. And so I guess this is where trying to get to the bottom of why there are different kinds. I don't know that there's an answer to this. In our lifetime, there have been a lot of hybrids. People doing things with fruits and vegetables that change their DNA. But back in the 4,000 or 5,000 years ago, they didn't have that. But don't you wonder about not just corn, but anything that, where did tree seeds come from? Where does spinach seed, where was the first spinach seed? Right? I mean, think about any or everything that grows. When was the first one? Where did it come from? And this sort of feeds into my philosophy that we are not children of our planet, but we are children of other planets. Things have been brought here to grow, just like we're trying to go because we're ruining this planet. So we're trying to find a place to go where we can bring all of the stuff that we've had here. Well, who's to say that isn't what happened when this planet was sort of being created? Anyway... So am I getting off the... I guess I'm going down a rat hole here, into the bat cave. That's where, by the way, apparently some of this corn was discovered. The oldest bat cave ears of corn go back 4,000, 5,000 years? I find this
They're
fascinating.
They're super, super tiny, and so that's
very
why I'm
tiny.
Surprised.
Corn
that,
kernels.
I would guess that... You know, regular corn, like I'm in New Jersey, so we've got Jersey corn that's, you know, kind of, it's one of the better things that comes from New Jersey. But you have to really dry it out before you can pop popcorn. And that kind of corn doesn't really ever fully dry out because there's so much moisture. So it makes sense that wouldn't. I'm surprised because you said the corn on your farm is milky.
Well, the cow corn is.
Yeah, but you said you can pop it.
Yeah, it's got that squirty milk in it.
Yeah, right. Ugh. Yeah, you can find it. But
it's
you let
good.
It.
Oh, wait, fine. Wait a second. Wait a second. He called it milk, Jen.
Oh,
it doesn't have a mammary gland.
Corn.
Doesn't have a mammary gland, though. Hmm.
You know, the two of you can be replaced by a cow, probably, in this circumstance.
That would be riveting conversation.
It would be. Moo, 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 moo.
At least they wouldn't argue with you. There you go.
Yeah.
Right. I can have my own way all the time.
I know.
The interest in non-alcoholic beer, wine, and spirits is part of the focus of Dry January. This is the month when most people swear off booze. So have the two of you not had anything to drink this month?
I'm having like a damp January. It's not dry.
Yeah, me too.
It's not as wet as December. It's still a little damp. But these drinks,
a little moist.
Yeah, these drinks, though, are, I mean, this is like the new hard seltzer, but it's without booze. So everybody's buying these things. I was visiting with friends over the, over the weekend. Maybe, because they taste sweet and there's no alcohol in them. I don't really like them, but, you know, it's sort of like the mocktail thing.
When you like, Mai Tais. No, not Mai Tais. What are you
No, we like martinis.
Martini.
We like dry drinks. We like them dry.
Yes, dry.
Why? Mm-hmm. But why?
I don't like sweet stuff.
Yeah, I don't
really?
Either. I don't like to drink my sweets.
Louis is very, very sweet. His name is actually Sweet Lou. So, yes, he's the sweetest thing, and then everything else is dry.
Sweet Lou. Anyway, I thought it was interesting that there's a big boom in phony booze. That's basically what this is. The People magazine story suggests that there is a huge market for this. And even in beers, right? Isn't there now on the market a brand of beer that doesn't have any alcohol in it? It seems to
be there have been non-alcoholic beers for a long time. They're just not that good. But, like, there's, you know, there's Fosé now, like fake rosé wine. And
Fosé.
Yeah, there's actually a brand of champagne.
It's like somebody you meet at the end of a dark alley.
I know. Fosé. There's a brand, it's called Free, and they do non-alcoholic wine and sparkling that actually tastes pretty much like it without the alcohol. So if you want that taste of wine, you can get it that way. It's not bad.
But so you're a sommelier or whatever they call them. How does this affect you and what, you know, as you look for more creative drinks, mostly wines, does this affect you? Is there such a thing as a non-alcoholic wine?
Oh, my God. I just said that. Did I not just say that? Do you ever hear me?
I thought you said non-alcoholic beer.
I said, no, there's
you said non-alcoholic
brand.
Beer, and then you then you must have just blanked out the next...
Literally 2 seconds ago, I said there's a brand of wine called Free that makes pretty good wine and sparkling without the alcohol if you want the taste of wine.
I'm sure this conversation will make it into the DJV download, which you'll get in the next 24 hours. Meanwhile, this week we've had some very good conversations, as we always do, about various things.
Hey, Doug, have we had good conversations?
We've had good conversations, yeah. Betty White, Bob Saget, they're both still dead, Jennifer, and you can hear that conversation at DGVshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
As retail giants and industry specialists prepare to gather at NRF 2022, Retail's Big Show, to tackle the sector's biggest topics and forecast what's next, retail customer engagement specialists and masters reveal new insight from consumers alongside their second annual Unpredictions report. The report helps to explain why online sales are still booming, which brands benefited the most during the pandemic, customer experience and loyalty, and what retailers should focus on to thrive in 2022. Megan York, Global Head of Product Marketing for Amarsys, is here to tell us more.
At Amarsys, we're on a mission to help marketers understand their customers better. And that's one of the reasons we surveyed over 2,000 people to help understand their buying behaviors during this pandemic. Over 30% of people said that they purchased something during the pandemic that they never would have before. Fitness equipment, painting sets, even home tattoo kits. But maybe not also surprisingly, the vast majority of people said whatever they purchased during the pandemic, they're not actually using anymore. That can be said about the treadmill that's sitting in my bedroom right now.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Your local Staples is saying thanks in a big way. Right now, earn a $30 Staples store bonus when you spend $100 in store. Get custom printing or signage for your business, earn a $30 bonus. Get the latest tech, earn a $30 bonus. Get supplies for your classroom, earn a $30 bonus. It's that easy. Set yourself up for success in the new year by exploring what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Limit 1 ends 1/22. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Past the hour now on the DJV program. Time for one of our favorite personalities to visit with us. I feel like I'm Mr. Rogers and I'm introducing the postman to the audience. No, it's the Pet Show host, Warren Eckstein, who's here to help us understand some of the things that almost seem ununderstandable, like a parent saying to a child that the pet that the child has loved all of her life, the pet's dying, is going to be euthanized, and the mother says, what, you can't go see the animal before it dies? What actually did you ask on your program?
It was basically the mother had decided that she would not let her 9-year-old daughter see her dog prior to being euthanized. And the majority of people on my show and the majority of people I spoke to felt that the mother was totally wrong. I mean, you hit the nail on the head right at the beginning, Doug, before we went on the air. This is part of real life, and exposing a child to real life is important. Yeah, there's going to be sad, there's going to be tears, but I think it's important. I don't think the child should have been denied the opportunity to kiss her dog goodbye before he crossed over the Rainbow Bridge. I think that was a big mistake on a mother's part. Some people might disagree, but that's at least how I feel.
Well, I think that it's if you're preparing the child for real life.
Because yeah. When we lost our first pet, I was so just distraught to have to go and be in a vet's office, and I don't know, I would not have been able to detach. It would have been very, very difficult for me. So I think it depends on every kid.
That's a valid point, I guess, on the child's emotional state and personality. But in this case, specifically, the child wanted to say goodbye to his best friend.
You have to grant that wish. You have to.
So it's speaking about euthanasia, you know, more and more people are now having veterinarians come to their home versus going to the vet.
Well, there's a lady that I know who just does that. That's all she does is go around and euthanize pets.
Well, not only just for euthanasia, just for treatment, you know, vaccinations. Mm-hmm. I had a friend of mine, a vet, not my regular vet, but I had a friend of mine come over to do my dog's anal glands the other day. That was the only person that came into my house in the last 2 years. For the dogs, not for me. My doctor's not allowed in, but the dog's doctor, they can come in. But I think more because there's such a long wait, and there's really a shortage of veterinarians. In fact, a new veterinary hospital just opened in New Jersey.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's many more veterinary, veterinary schools. A new veterinary school just opened up in New Jersey.
Yeah. Right.
There
and
are
most
more schools
women.
On the West Coast. Yeah, exactly. Most of them are women, and I don't know what the psychology behind that is, that most of them are women more compassionate. I don't know, but there's some reason that more and more women are becoming veterinarians than men.
Yep.
That's great.
The city of Hong Kong and the country of China is about to kill thousands of hamsters and small animals because they say that one or two of them has COVID. So now this is in a pet store. The city is going to stop the sale of hamsters and other small mammals. You can't import them. You can't grow them. There's an employee in the store that tested positive for Delta, and apparently then several hamsters had the Delta as well. But I don't see how this goes around in the barrel. You can't get this from hamsters. So,
and then they said, don't kiss your pets.
Kill.
This is just crazy messaging.
Yeah, people are going nuts with this whole thing. First of all, I haven't heard of any legitimate report where a person had contracted COVID from a pet. And generally, pets that have had COVID have a very mild case and just throw it off. But that's what they do. I just read an article the other day where, I forget what country it is, but they're killing hundreds of thousands of birds now because they're afraid again of the bird flu.
Remember when they killed all the cows in England because they thought mad cow was,
after mad cow in England, it was like 10,000 chickens because that was a separate thing.
How about if they took proper care of their animals?
Right,
they wouldn't have these problems. If the animals were kept in clean, nice conditions,
to China.
They wouldn't have a lot of these problems. Exactly right. That's why I don't buy any, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but I buy no products that are made in China.
Well, we talk about that all the time. Neither do I. Good luck finding it. That's the work
we get
is, but
stuck
if you
sometimes,
believe in
that's
it,
the problem. Yeah. We all
there are certain ingredients in pet foods that can only get from China because we don't manufacture them here is beyond me. What are we doing?
Wait, what ingredients do we need from China? Because I don't trust any.
There are certain ingredients in foods and other pet items that they can only get certain. I don't know certain ingredients that are only manufactured in China. We're not manufacturing them here, and many companies use them.
No,
congratulations to Tricia Yearwood, who raised $24,000 in 15 minutes for the Betty White Challenge 100th birthday earlier this week. And so she got a lot of people together. 15-minute webcast, $24,000 for an animal charity called Dottie's Yard. Do you know that one, Warren?
Not familiar with it, no.
No. All right. Well, congratulations to her, though.
Absolutely.
Kind of a cool thing. Yep. Warren Eckstein with us here on the...
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.